I'll do my best. Thank you.
You ever do any race car driving?
Yeah, I've done some race car driving, but I tell you what, as scary as race car driving is, and Lord knows we're going to be looking forward to the Indy 500. Danny Sullivan will be going around and around, looking bold, wearing designer underwear, perfect teeth glinting, face still glistening from that liaison. I ain't saying nothing. They're just good friends. I'll tell you what's even more frightening than race car driving, and you really have to have keen perception for that. I remember when I was jump master, and I'd load a bunch of green recruits into an aircraft for that first static line jump. Man, I'd see the looks in their faces when that plane started up. Knowing they were going to drop 10,000 feet out of the air. We'd rumble down the runway. As they felt the throbbing of the aircraft, I could tell they were scared. I could hear bomb base puckering. I said, wondered, will my chute open? Did I pack it right? Was I in too much of a hurry? Oh, God, it's too late now! Well, then they'd really get nervous when we get near the jump spot. And I'd open the door, and that cold air would whip in. I remember one recruit said to me,
you know, it's so chilly out here, my nipples are hard.
I said, shut up and sit down. I got my doubts about you. I said, gentlemen, today's your first high-altitude jump. Remember the basics. The steps are very simple. Number one, flip this line on the back of the chute to this cable here on the top of the aircraft. Step number two, stand in the door. Go on green. Step number three, jump as far as you can out of the aircraft and yell, Geronimo, on the way down. So all the men, I can see him muttering, okay, step one, fix static line. Step two, go in the door and go on green. Step three, jump out of the aircraft, yell, Geronimo. And sure enough, I said, go, go, go. One by one, then jump out, Geronimo, Geronimo, Geronimo. So finally, the last guy was out, and I sat down on that stinking bench seat. Slammed the door and I lit up a Camel. When suddenly I heard this on the side of the plane. Thinking, what the hell? So I opened the door again and I stuck my head out. And there's the parachutist we had from West Virginia hanging in the wing. I said, what the hell are you doing? He said, excuse me there, Sergeant, but what'd you say that Indian's name was?
The Greaseman, DC 101.